Well, good morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. So the last couple of weeks, we have been in the book of Hebrews. God gave gifts to the church. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Now, in this, it's referring to men gifted in proclaiming, prophesying, that is, telling the truth, or teaching and shepherding God's flock. Doesn't say anything about a priest. 7th chapter of Hebrews talks much about priests. And a priest is one who represents the people to God and is, if you will, an intermediary. So we're going to jump into the 7th chapter of Hebrews. And we're going to read. It says, starting with, let's go to the 29th verse of the 6th chapter, or 20th verse of the 6th chapter. It says, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. 7th chapter begins, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of kings and blessed him. Eulogia. Gave good words of him, to whom Abraham also gave a tenth part of all. First, by interpretation, king of righteousness, and after also, king of Salem, which is king of peace. Now, I know there's been all kinds of traditional teaching in the church about this Melchizedek was some kind of chrysophany, Christ appearing, you know, before his time on earth, appearing to Abraham. And I'm not going to go into it all today, but I'll just cut through all the tradition and tell you who this Melchizedek is. And he is Shem. And if you read the scriptures in the account in Genesis, Shem actually outlived Abraham. Abraham's called the father of faith. Where did Abraham get his faith? He got it from Shem. Shem taught him of God. In the New Testament, pastors and teachers are to teach the congregation, their congregation, God's congregation, about God. Having said that, let's go on. You know, third verse says, speaking of Melchizedek, without father, without mother, without descent, no pedigree. You know, Paul is stating that, you know, we just don't know, or he wasn't aware, or it was to remain a mystery as to who this Melchizedek, Shem, Melchizedek was to be known. Having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, that's Jesus, abideth a priest continually. That's talking about Jesus is constantly, continually our representative. For God, before God. Now, fourth verse says, now consider how great this man was unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of the spoils. There's a lesson here. If you're being taught, the teacher should be receiving the tithe. And verily, they that is the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them, received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. Abraham's called the father of faith. He had the promises of God. And, oh, if you would ever avail yourselves of all the promises that God made to Abraham, they are to those who grab hold of them life-changing. But he whose descent is not counted from them that received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises, and without all contradiction, the less is blessed by the better. I, having been exposed to this verse, seventh verse of the seventh chapter, have always bristled at how loosely that term, oh God bless you, because the people don't have understanding, number one, of what they're saying, and number two, taking unto themselves of a position of better than you. God blesses us. God speaks well of us. That third verse of the first chapter of Ephesians says the best translation is the good speaking God. Let that settle in for a while. And here, men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is written, it is witnessed that he live it. Who's that? Jesus. That Jesus liveth. And as I may say so, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should arise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? Now listen, listen. For the priesthood being changed, there is made a necessity, a change of the law. We live not by the law, but by faith. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, Jesus, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord Jesus, I added that, sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude, King James, or likeness of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. If you're following along with me, write in your margin, a better translation, but after the power of an indestructible life. I want you to grasp what God through Jesus Christ is doing and has done for us. For he, that is God, testifies, thou art a priest after the order of Melchizedek. Hang in here with me. I've got to check some notes here. King James reads, for there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. The Amplified says, for on the one hand, a former commandment is canceled because of its unusefulness, because of its weakness, because of its inability to justify the sinner before God. Oh, if I could ever turn your eyes from your activities to God and his activities and that which he did in and through Jesus Christ for us. What a joy that would be. What a joy that is. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh or near unto God. And inasmuch as not without an oath he was made a priest. For those priests were made without an oath. But this, with an oath, by him that said unto him, the Lord swear, and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. That's why this Bible, we call it the Old and New Testament. And we're talking about the New Testament, another testament, a better testament, one that we can do because of the weakness and inability of the flesh. God, through Jesus, has given us new life. We become a dual person. The carnal man and the spiritual man. The spiritual man born again in Christ Jesus. By so much was Jesus made a better surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests. Because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. I want to read the Amplified because it gives a little better definition. It says of this 23rd verse. It says, the parenthetically former successive line of priests, on the one hand, existed in greater numbers because they were each prevented by death from continuing perpetually in office. But this man, Jesus, I'm adding that, because he continueth ever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able to save to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. This word saved them to the uttermost. Pentelis. It is to complete forever, entirely, through all time. That come unto him. Now, let me back up here a little bit. Wherefore he is able, that is, wherefore, Jesus is able, and this word able in the Greek is in the middle voice. He's doing it for himself, folks. That he might bring in sons and daughters into the family of God. He is able also to save them completely, forever, entirely, through all time. That come, that is, you and me, for our own sake unto God, by him, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercession for them, or I should say, for us. This word in the Greek intercession in you, Gonagor. This is a compound word. The N in the beginning of the word intensifies the activity. It means to hit the mark, to hit the bullseye. It is the antonym of this, or the opposite, is what the New Testament calls hamartia. It means to miss the mark. But Jesus is able, for his own sake, to make us hit the mark. That's the intercession. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those priests, to offer sacrifice, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. Once. Done. Complete. Finished, as Jesus said. It is finished. For the law maketh men high priests, which have an infirmity. But the word, the logos, that's what John calls Jesus. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, that is, came after, make it the Son, who is consecrated forever. The word forever is aion. It means forever. It means an unbroken age. Eternity. Eternally. As it says in that 16th verse of this chapter, power of an indestructible life. Chew on this for a while and let the joy of what Jesus did, not only for his Father, but did for us. And that's the God's for today.